near Lemhi Pass, Monday, August 12, 1805. At the distance of 4 miles further, the road took us to the most distant fountain of the waters of the mighty Missouri, in search of which we have spent so many toilsome days and restless nights. 2 miles below, McNeil had exultantly stood with a foot on each side of this little rivulet and thanked his God that he had lived to bestride the mighty and heretofore deemed endless Missouri. After refreshing ourselves, we proceeded on to the top of the dividing ridge, from which I discovered immense ranges of high mountains still to the west of us, with their tops partially covered with snow. I now descended the mountain about 3/4 of a mile to a handsome, bold-running creek of cold, clear water. Here I first tasted the water of the great Columbia River. Meriwether Lewis.